The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has a list of 36 ways to improve its information security systems. The Government Accountability Office says it's finished with 27 of them, and the agency is completing the rest. Greg Wilshusen is Director of Information Security Issues at the GAO, looking at ways to help FDIC plug the rest of the gaps in its security system. Greg, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon. You lay those numbers out in a new report. Is that good news, bad news, or is it just the way that it is that they've done 27 out of 36. Thanks for being on today.
Well, thank you for having me, Francis. I would say in the greater scheme of things, it is good news, actually, that they are taking actions and have taken actions to implement our prior recommendations. And I might just add that these are the 36 recommendations were ones that were identified and were still open as a result of at the conclusion of our last audit. And so during the year 2014, when we conducted this audit, it had corrected 27 of those recommendations. All in all, you know, over the last 4 years, this is an audit that we conduct on an annual basis as part of our review of the corporation's financial statements. We noted that overall that FDIC had actually implemented a total of around 94 of the 105 recommendations that we made in previous years, in addition to the 27 of the 36 that were open as of the last audit. So by and large, FDIC has done a good job in responding to our recommendations and taking actions to implement corrective actions to improve the security and the controls over the vulnerabilities that we had identified.
Do you have a sense of what has accelerated their implementation process? As I read the work that you've done, it looks like, I mean, my overall takeaway is you guys make recommendations, they jump on them, and by the time you get around to the next year's report, they've made at least some pretty major headway if they haven't completed them altogether.
Yes, that's right. I would say there's a couple reasons for that. One is that there's high-level management attention given to this audit of that we perform at FDIC. We have several meetings with the chief financial officer, the deputy chairman, and others on a regular basis throughout the course of our audit to discuss progress made and of our review and some of the vulnerabilities that we identified. In addition, FDIC has an audit committee in which we present our audit results, and then that audit committee calls up the CIO and the CISO and holds them to account and have them explain what they're doing to implement our recommendations. So I think that's probably one of the key factors in the reason why FDIC has largely implemented many of our recommendations over time.
So it's somewhere, at some point in time, somewhere, somebody said, when these folks come in every year, take what they say seriously, don't just take the thing and put it on a shelf somewhere.
I think that's correct, yes.
You write in this, although, there's always an although, it seems, Greg, FDIC's developed and implemented elements of its information security program. You did point out a couple of shortcomings. The first one, FDIC had taken steps to improve its security policies and procedures, but important activities weren't always required by its policies. So that strikes me that if we were grading this, that's more an incomplete than a failure.
That's correct. And indeed, you know, they had even issued some policies, for example, related to controlling access to their physical data centers. But the policies did not apply to all the data centers. And as a result, we found instances where FDIC did not recertify the continued need for certain individuals to continue to have access to those data facilities. So that was one of the areas where FDIC needs to make improvements.
So even in the other one that you point out in this report, the other major one, there's actually a but that's to the benefit of the agency, right? FDIC didn't consistently remediate agency-identified weaknesses in a timely manner. However, to its credit, the corporation created a strategy outlining planned actions to address weaknesses. So it sounds like they kind of went part of the way, just haven't quite gotten it finished yet, and not as a criticism against the agency. Sounds like just more you're documenting what's going on so far.
Well, they do need to take actions on a number of the vulnerabilities. In fact, there were a large number of agency-identified vulnerabilities as opposed to the ones that GAO identified that had not been corrected in a timely manner. And that's one of the areas that FDIC needs to improve on.
Passwords are one of those. The corporation hadn't always ensured that passwords for a financial application complied with FDIC policy for password length. Passwords continue to be a bugaboo for a lot of agencies.
Yes, it does. This is a common thing that we identify across the federal government at the agencies we examine. Weak, non-complex passwords often allow increase the risk that someone might be able to guess them and then use those passwords to gain unauthorized access to systems and information.
Just a personal question, Greg. Do you roll your eyes with frustration every time you see one of those reports that the most common password is like password one or something like that? Does that just make you crazy?
Well, it is something that is easily rectified, and there are technical controls that could be put in place to compel users to implement and design stronger passwords. But for whatever reason, agencies haven't done that. In addition, as agencies increasingly use multi-factor authentication, such as PIV cards or tokens, that should also help with the security and the complexity of their passwords, since, in effect, they become either a one-time use password, or it requires that the individual not only know something like a PIN number, but also possess the token or in some sort of a PIV card.
Greg Wilshusen of the Government Accountability Office. You also mentioned that FDIC had not, you write, centrally collected audit logs on certain servers. What does that mean?
Well, that means many of the servers throughout the corporation, you know, collect information on user accesses, as well as unsuccessful login attempts and things like that. That type of information should be sent to a centralized audit logging system that FDIC maintains, which allows it to assess information and login information that comes from across the corporation and will help it to identify if there are intrusions or other security incidents that may be occurring. Because these servers did not send that audit log information to that centralized server, it impaired FDIC's capability to detect incidents and also then to collect and retain information that might be used for investigating those incidents.
Now you write, these weaknesses individually or collectively do not constitute either a material weakness or a significant deficiency for financial reporting purposes. I shouldn't read that to mean that they're not important, right? That they're not a big deal.
That's correct. We perform this audit as part of our audit of FDIC's financial statements, and as part of that, we opine on FDIC's internal control. And we determined that either individually or collectively, these did not rise to a level of a significant deficiency or material weakness, but they still nonetheless increase the risk that sensitive information could be viewed by unauthorized individuals, modified, or potentially not be available in the event of a disruption of service.
So the recommendation part of this is a little different than what I normally see on a GAO report, Greg. It says GAO is making two recommendations to improve its implementation of its information security program, and we've talked a little bit about that already. It also says in a separate report with limited distribution, which I guess I've now blown by reading it on the radio, GAO is recommending that FDIC take five specific actions to address weaknesses in security controls. Is there a significance in the difference in the way you presented these recommendations, Greg?
No, not necessarily. We typically will write two separate reports on our reviews of information security at a federal agency, one which is publicly available, and our recommendations in that report typically are those that relate to an agency's information security program and the processes that it uses to secure its systems. But we then also will issue one that has limited distribution, normally just to the agency and maybe our congressional requesters, that go into more detail about the specifics of some of the individual technical control deficiencies. And the reason we do that is because we do not want that information, particularly information that might associate a particular vulnerability with a specific system, out in the public domain, because it could potentially place the agency at risk.